1-800-833-JOE-ALEX. I would like for you to join in this conversation, and it's kind of wide open. Any angle that you want, you can do that. That's 833-563-2539. Never date a person who blank or is a blank. The scenario here, don't get mad at me. I like people, even if they don't make the best decisions. I still love them for who they are, but I disagree. My buddy went on a date with a woman, and he ended up saying after a couple of dates, he found out something about her, and he says, oh, well, I don't date women like that.
Like what?
She's a single mom. She has a kid, I guess. Oh. And he has different reasons why, but it sounds terrible saying that. Like, never date a woman that's got a kid. And he says, which is kind of my hang-up, I dated a woman back in the day when I was single. She had a kid, and I was hesitant to date her just because I didn't want to meet the kid and us not work out. And then, like, the kid's like, hey, where'd that guy go?
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, I just didn't want to hurt the kid. It's not like I have no problem being a kid's father if they weren't my kid.
Yeah, I actually don't have a problem with people that say, like, I'm not going to date a single parent because you know if you could handle it or you can't. I dated a guy who was a single dad once for, like, 6 months, and he had a four-year-old at the time. And that is something you got to be fully prepared for.
Yeah, either you're in on that or you're out, and I don't think it makes you a bad person, but that's one example. We don't have to limit it to just that, but I'm just kind of wondering, okay, that's his rule. He's like, well, I'll tell you right now, my rule is I'll never date a person, you know, that like a single parent. Like,
I'm not dating somebody that doesn't vote. I'm not doing it.
Now, what if they lied to you? Are you going to try to go check their facts and see if they did vote, or... Because I'm, well, I guess I'm not
you can
surprised
tell,
so
you know
big
what?
For you
can tell if somebody votes or not. You can tell based on how much information they have.
Liv
and
giving
also,
you the stink eye. What does that mean?
I don't think you can tell if someone.
Oh, 100%. If you're talking to them about politics, is what I'm saying. And in the conversation,
no,
you
I
can
don't
tell.
Think so. I think a ton of uninformed people vote all of the time.
Well, that also. But I don't want to date somebody that is an uninformed or
you don't
emotional
want to date
voter.
Someone who's not in politics and who doesn't have the same views as you do about politics.
Well, let's I don't want to date somebody that has the same views for sure, but definitely don't want to date someone that just doesn't vote. Like, they're just completely apathetic to the process.
Okay.
That is unattractive to me. There's nothing worse.
No, but you would be okay, though, if they were the complete opposite of you, that your views clashed
no,
all the time.
Way.
No, but I'm saying...
I've done it before. Okay, here's the thing. I've done it before, and I would say that's better than nothing, but I don't prefer it.
Okay.
I know like how I want to raise a family and what values and principles are important to me, and I do want to date someone that has Christian conservative values. That's something that I don't want to compromise on anymore going forward. But geez, at least if I'm going to go on a date with you, have voted. Even if it's not who I voted for, have some sort of thought process behind it too, and not just emotional. That's even worse. If you have zero facts to back it up, it's just like, well, this is what feels good to vote this way. Like, that's insane.
833-JOE-ALEX. So my buddy said he won't date somebody that's a single parent. Alex says don't date somebody that doesn't actually vote. Pork chop.
Yeah.
As the person on the show that's a single parent that doesn't vote, what do you think?
I feel like my answer is boring, but don't date someone that doesn't have a job.
Ugh, yeah.
Or like a work ethic.
That's
well, what,
for
what
sure.
What if they've been laid off for like a while? They've been unemployed for
don't
a little
date
bit.
Them until they get a job.
Well, okay.
What?
No, yeah, no. I can't say that.
You don't want to deal with that because then you're going to be a sugar mama or a sugar daddy for the whole time.
No, you are not. That. Oh, my gosh. God forbid we got fired today and a great man came in your life. He shouldn't date you, Alex, because you at a moment in time are not employed.
He.
That is dumb.
No, not a moment. You had a moment in time. If you are currently in a moment in time where you are trying to focus and you've got a full-time job, trying to find a full-time job, don't distract yourself with dating. Focus on finding a good job for yourself, then get into the dating game. You got to have all that stuff in your personal life taken care of. You got to have your ish together so that you can, you know, then mesh someone else's crap
with
yours.
What if dating that person leads to a friend that can get you a job or a contact or an in?
I just think you shouldn't go. I'm not saying you can't go on a date. I'm just saying, like, really pursuing a relationship, like, you might want to wait a second.
What if you weren't pursuing the relationship, but time just brought you together at that time?
Time.
Well, I don't know, maybe.
Because you were out of a job, you were somewhere and found someone.
Ooh,
and
love
boom.
Therapist.
Hopefully there'll be a manager someplace that's hiring, I guess.
Exactly. I live the web girl. Do you have anything or any of your friends, they have anything that like, do not date someone who blank?
Don't date someone who has like a
no knowledge of sports.
I could never date someone that isn't like a sports fan, at least a little bit. Like Jewel Daddy, my boyfriend, he isn't like the world's biggest sports fan, but he definitely is a sports fan.
Your relationship's so backwards.
I know. It's weird. It is weird.
I really wish Chase hates sports, and
see, Jewel Daddy likes sports. He loves going to sporting events. He is super passionate about his favorite NBA team, his favorite NFL team. He just isn't giant on college sports, which I am extremely passionate about. My ex hated all sports. He didn't get it. He would like actually get mad at me when I would be so obsessed about it. And like when I would like get in an Uber and a Lyft and fight with the Uber or Lyft driver about LeBron and why LeBron is literally garbage and trash. He would get mad at me for like talking sports and arguing about sports. And like even with his friends, could never do it. But I will tell you, parents, on the other hand, like your friend Joe,
yep,
they always have goldfish on them.
Oh, that is such a plus of a single parent.
Yes. People are not thinking about the benefits of someone that always has goldfish on them. That's important.
All right. You know what? One thing that didn't get through this morning here on the Joe and Alex show is simply that if a person doesn't listen to the Joe and Alex show, you shouldn't date them.
Definitely not.
Oh, yeah.
They're done. Get out of here.
It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now.